Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. The Son of Man came to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Once when Jesus was praying in solitude, and disciples were with him, he asked them, "Who do the crowd say that I am?" They said in reply, "John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others, one of the ancient prophets has arisen." Then he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter said in reply, "The Christ of God." He rebuked them and directed them not to tell this to anyone. He said, "The Son of Man must suffer greatly and rejected by the elders of the chief priests and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia. 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 Today when Jesus asks, "Who am I?" and Peter says, "You're the Son, you're the Christ of God." In the other gospel, Jesus praised him, said, "Peter, it's not you, but the Holy Spirit in you give you this insight." Yes, we follow Jesus in the form of human being. He's weak. He suffered. He died on the cross. But nothing very important we usually forgot, that he is arisen on the third day. In this sense, today he lives among us, in us. He never left us alone. When he asked the disciples, "Come and follow me," today also he has invited each one of us, "Follow me." To follow Jesus is on a daily basis. We have to remember, God lives in eternity, no past, present, future, always present. But we, human beings, live in time. Our time is present moment. Yesterday never come back again. Tomorrow, we don't know whether we will live until that day. But what Jesus invites us to do is to live like him on earth, always ready to love, ready to forgive, ready to suffer for the sake of God. And that's all. Peter wants us to live in peace. He is risen. He now lives among us, within us. Jesus never left us alone. We thank him for always be close to us. Although many times you do not see him, but he promised he'd be with us until the end of the day. So it is our joy that we have Jesus with us. He is the one who guides us, lead us to God the Father. Thank you, Jesus, that you never keep us alone. On earth, many times you are lonely, but today you leave no one lonely. Many times we find ourselves lonely because we forgot about him. Let us pray for this special grace that we can live moment by moment in the presence of the Lord, with His love, with His unconditional love, to share this love with one another, with those close to us, with those God sent to us, among us.